Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from somebody who says, I'm the creep that I used to hate. 8 years ago, my ex-husband cheated on me while I was pregnant and left me for another woman. He is still married to that woman and has two children now. After that, I swore I would make it as a single mother and succeed without him. My dilemma is now I have found a man I am so in love with, and he means the world to me. But he is married and separated from his wife of 4 years. Now I feel like a total hypocrite because I have become the other woman. I hated my ex-husband for years because of his wife, his new wife, and now I'm the one that's the other woman. I'm in need of advice on what I should do and how I should treat this situation. Should I leave or should I stay? Should I wait it out? Should I make the choice or should I end this relationship? Please help me. I don't like where I'm at. I will be back with my words of advice for you, my friend, coming up next. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is one that I am intimately familiar with because it could be my story. A woman was cheated on, hated her husband, hated his new wife, and now she has fallen in love with a married man. And here's what I would say to you. I think that you need to take the situation and use it to see that God doesn't want you to judge anybody. The hatred and the disgust and the despising that you felt towards your ex-husband and his wife will only eat you out alive. And you can now see, because you are the other woman, that standing in judgment of somebody is really very unfair. I'm sure you didn't purpose in your heart to become the other woman or to destroy a family. And yet, one step led to another, and now you're here. So the first thing I would say is use this as a way to stop hating, stop feeling judgmental, stop thinking you're better than somebody else, and accept that we all make mistakes and we all make choices that can be hurtful. That's the first thing I would say. The second thing is, I can't tell you what you should do. Only God can. And unfortunately, your love for this man is so strong in your heart, you can't hear God above the desires of your heart. So you're going to have to spend some time away from the situation, enough to breathe, and enough to say, what is really, really best for me and my children or child? And if this relationship is meant to be, it will be in God's time. It will not be while you're sneaking around, because that destroys you, it destroys him, it destroys a lot of things. So stop sneaking around, put it in God's hand, and know if it is meant to be, it will be.